Course title, Traffic Law and Substance Abuse Education. Florida law requires any person obtaining a driver's license for the first time to complete either this course or a driver's education course. The Traffic Laws and Substance Abuse Program is a 4-hour course approved by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Chapter 1, Introduction. Chapter 1 contains 3 sections, Course Overview, Course Instructions, and Course Introduction. Section 1.1, Course Overview. The next 4 hours will prepare you for the huge responsibility of applying for your driver's license. Taking this course provides you with the insight into making the right choices when it comes to driving a motor vehicle. The course covers the physiological, psychological, and the societal and economic costs of alcohol and other drugs on the driver and their driving abilities. The course consists of 9 time chapters and a 40-question final exam. The state requires each student to spend at least 4 hours completing the course. To meet the state's requirements, each module is timed, not allowing the student to advance to the next module until the timer on the screen has expired. Although each module is timed, the student can log on and off as many times as they wish and still receive credit for the time spent in each module. Once the student completes the modules, they will take a 40-question exam where they must correctly answer 32 questions to receive a passing grade. Section 1.2, Instructions. Timer. Each student is required by the state of Florida to complete 240 minutes of instruction in order to apply for their driver's license for the first time. Each of the 9 chapters in this course are timed to meet that requirement. You cannot advance to the next chapter until the timer on the bottom of the screen has expired. There is no maximum time limit. Take as long as you need to complete the course. Although each chapter is timed, you can log on and off as many times as you wish and still receive credit for the time spent on the course. This means you do not have to take the course in its entirety in one sitting. To log off the course, click on the Log Off button on the top of the screen. The computer program will automatically keep track of the time. Chapter Questions. After completing each chapter, you will be asked 2 questions related to the material just covered. You must answer these questions correctly in order to advance to the next chapter. If you answer the questions incorrectly, you can try again. Each time, you will be asked a new set of questions. You can review the chapter if you feel the need to do so. Security Questions. During the registration process, you are asked 10 security questions. These questions will appear randomly without warning while you're completing the course. You must answer these questions correctly within 2 minutes of the question appearing on the screen. If you answer the question incorrectly or the 2 minutes elapse without answering the question, the course will be temporarily disabled. This means that you cannot proceed with taking the course unless you contact our offices at 1-800-729-1997 to gain access to the course. Completing the course. Once you have completed the course, passed the final exam, and paid in full, you will receive a certificate of completion. Your certificate of completion will be mailed to you the next business day. If you provided an email address during the registration process, an electronic copy of your certificate will be emailed to you no later than the next business day. Section 1.3, Introduction. Once you obtain your driver's license, you will be spending a significant amount of time behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. This course is designed to heighten your awareness and ensure your safety as well as your passengers while driving a motor vehicle. The following statistics are provided by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to remind you that driving a motor vehicle is a serious matter. 2003 National Statistics. A collision occurs every 5 seconds. A person is injured in a collision every 10 seconds. On average, a person is killed in a collision every 12 minutes. This means in a day, 24 hours, there are 17,280 collisions. 8,640 people are injured in collisions. 117 people are killed. Source of information, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Statistics 2003. In a single day, 26,040 people's lives are affected simply by driving a motor vehicle. These statistics are not meant to scare you, but to make you more aware and make you think about how to become a responsible driver while taking this course. Did you know most people are afraid of flying on a plane, but not afraid to drive a car? Ask yourself this question. What are my chances of being involved in a car crash? Your chance of being in a plane crash is 1 in 15 million. Your chance of being involved in a train crash when you're on a train is 1 in 1 million. Your chance of being involved in an automobile collision once a year is 1 in 25. Your chance of being in a collision sometime during your life in which someone is injured or killed is 1 in 75. Your chances of being involved in a car crash is 1 in 25. Not really good odds. Your chances of being in a plane crash is 1 in 15 million, and most people are afraid to fly. You should be afraid to drive. You should take precautionary steps to avoid becoming just another statistic. There are over 194 million drivers on the road today in this country. Over 14.5 million of those drivers are in Florida. There are over 6.3 million collisions on the road every year, one-third of these crashes resulting in an injury or death. Young drivers, between 15 and 20 years old, accounted for 6.4%, 12.5 million, of the total collisions. In 2003, 7,884 15 to 20-year-old drivers were involved in fatal crashes, killed, and an additional 308,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes. Florida 2003 Traffic Crash Statistics. Traffic crashes, 243,294. Fatal crashes, 2,880. Alcohol-related fatalities, 1,096. Alcohol-related injuries, 17,379. Alcohol-related crashes, 22,752. Source of information, DHSMV 2003. Did you know? Youth who drink before age 15 are four times more likely to develop alcohol dependence than those who begin drinking at age 21. Source, National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, 1997. An early age of drinking is associated with alcohol-related violence not only among persons under age 21, but among adults as well. Source, Hingson et al., October 2001. Research continues to show that young drivers are more often involved in alcohol-related collisions than any other comparable age group. Source, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 2001. 65% of young drivers, 15 to 20 years old, of passenger vehicles involved in collisions who had been drinking were unrestrained. Of the young drivers who had been drinking and were killed, 74% were unrestrained. Source, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 2003. 1 in 7 Americans aged 12 and older in 2003, 33.5 million persons, drove under the influence of alcohol at least once in the 12 months prior to an interview for a nationwide survey. Source, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 2004. About half of Americans aged 12 or older, an estimated 120 million people, reported being current drinkers of alcohol in the 2002 survey. Of those, 54 million participated in binge drinking at least once in the 30 days prior to the survey, and 15.9 million reported heavy drinking. Source, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 2002. 25% of 15 to 20-year-old drivers killed in motor vehicle collisions during 2003 had been drinking. 19% were impaired. Source, NHTSA, 2004. 54% of teenage motor vehicle deaths in 2000 occurred on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Source, Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, 2002. The median age at which children begin drinking is 13. Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, 1996. For ages 13 to 19, 53% of the deaths were drivers, 47% were passengers. Based only on the driving age population 16 to 19, 60% were drivers, 40% were passengers. At ages 13 to 15, more young people were killed as passengers than as drivers. Source, Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, December 2001. Based on the latest mortality data available, 2002, motor vehicle collisions are the leading cause of death for people from 15 to 20 years old. Source, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 2003. Findings from four studies have quantified the collision risk associated with teenage drivers transporting teenage passengers. Collectively, these studies indicate that the presence of passengers strongly increases collision risk for teenage drivers. The more passengers, the greater the risk. Source, Williams, December 2001, and Beginning Teenage Drivers, a joint IIHS and NHTSA publication. Motor vehicle traffic fatalities in Florida and blood alcohol content, BAC levels, of those in the crash, 2003 report. Blood alcohol content, 0.00. Number of crashes, 1,895. Percent of total crashes, 60. Blood alcohol content, 0.01 to 0.09. Number of crashes, 185. Percent of total crashes, 6%. Blood alcohol content, 0.10 or higher. Number of crashes, 1,089. Percent of total crashes, 34%. Total killed in alcohol-related crashes. Number of crashes, 1,274. Percent of total crashes, 40%. Total killed in crashes, 3,169. Percent of total crashes, 100%. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 2001. An estimated 23.6 million teens are in grades 7 through 12 in America today. Of them, 11.3 million, 48% of the teen population, have tried illegal drugs. 8.5 million, 37%, have used illegal drugs in the past year. 5.4 million, 24%, nearly one out of every four teens in the nation, have used illegal drugs in the past 30 days. Partnership Attitude Tracking Study 2002. Here's a look at which drugs kids are using. Drug use is down. Adolescent drug use in America peaked in 1979, declined steadily throughout the 1980s, and climbed once again from 1992 to 1996. Drug use among teenagers declined from 1997 to 1999. It has been stable since then. Overall drug use among American teens is down by statistically significant percentages compared to 1997. Trial use, or experimentation, defined as having used a drug at least once, is down to 48% in 2002 from 53% in 1997. Past year use is down to 37% from 43%. Past month use is down to 24% from 28%. However, teen use of ecstasy is an exception to these trends. The number of teens reporting that they have tried ecstasy is up 57% since 1997, 11% in 2002 compared to 7% in 1997. Teen experimentation with ecstasy is now equal to or greater than adolescent consumption of cocaine, crack, heroin, LSD, and amphetamine. By far, marijuana remains the most widely used illegal drug among teens. In fact, as the following table shows, the number of teens that have used marijuana in the past 30 days is higher than the number of teens that have ever tried any one other illicit drug. Drug, marijuana. Percentage of teens who have used it, 40%. Number of teens who have used it, 9.4 million. Drug, marijuana. Past year. Percentage of teens who have used it, 32%. Number of teens who have used it, 7.6 million. Drug, marijuana, past month. Percentage of teens who've used it, 20%. Number of teens who've used it, 4.7 million. Drug, inhalants. Percentage of teens who have used it, 19%. Number of teens who've used it, 4.5 million. Drug, ecstasy. Percentage of teens who've used it, 11%. Number of teens who've used it, 2.6 million. Drug, methamphetamine. Percentage of teens who have used it, 10%. Number of teens who've used it, 2.4 million. Drug, LSD. Percentage of teens who've used it, 9%. Number of teens who've used it, 2.1 million. Drug, cocaine, crack. Percentage of teens who've used it, 8%. Number of teens who've used it, 1.9 million. Drug, heroin. Percentage of teens who've used it, 4%. Number of teens who've used it, 0.9 million. A final note. While marijuana remains the most widely used illegal drug among teens, the number of teens who've used marijuana is dwarfed by the number of teens who've tried alcohol and/or tobacco cigarettes. According to Monitoring the Future, 78.4% of 12th graders alone have tried alcohol. 57.2% of 12th graders have tried tobacco cigarettes. Both of these figures have been declining in recent years. NIDA 2002. As you can see from the above information, you are at risk of becoming a statistic. It's important that while you're taking the course, you stop, think, and realize that this can happen to you. You owe it to yourself, your family, and friends to make sure you do not become one of those statistics. The choice is yours.